Chapter 6. A Night in the Forest. The next day, Bill, Michelle, Nick, and Pam were excited about their meeting with Wild Wolf.
"What's he going to do tonight?"
asked Nick.
"I'm curious."
"I really don't know,"
said Pam.
"But there's a full moon and..."
"And what?"
asked Michelle.
"Is this some kind of Native American magic?"
"Why does he need the full moon?" asked Bill.
"Wait until tonight and you'll see,"
answered Pam mysteriously.
"Well, it's another hot day,"
said Bill, looking outside the window.
"Let's go to the beach and take a swim in the ocean. Then we can have a picnic lunch on the beach."
"Sure,"
said Michelle.
"And we can play volleyball in the afternoon. Pam, let's wear our new swimsuits."
"Good idea,"
said Pam.
"Let's wear the ones we bought at Surf and Swim last week. We'll look super."
"Let's go for it,"
said Nick.
"Don't forget the volleyball, Michelle."
There were a lot of people on the long sandy beach. Some young men were surfing. The ocean water was cold, but the four friends took a long swim. After lunch, they played volleyball with some high school friends, the girls against the boys, and the boys won. At 9 o'clock in the evening, George Rivers drove the four friends to the reservation.
"Wild Wolf's waiting for you in the forest," he said. "Follow me."
Bill, Michelle, Nick, and Pam followed him to the forest. There was a full moon, and Wild Wolf was sitting near a small fire. He was wearing his headdress, a silver necklace, a long white robe, and moccasins. There was a big bowl of water in front of him.
"Only the young people can stay,"
he said quietly.
"The Great Spirit speaks only to those with a pure heart."
"This is an ancient custom of ours,"
said George.
"It's called scrying."
What's that?
Asked Michelle, Bill, and Nick.
"Scrying is when a shaman looks into a bowl of water at night until he sees an image or a name,"
said George.
"There must be a full moon. Wild Wolf is looking for the name of Richardson's murderer. He thinks the Great Spirit will tell him."
"Is this magic?"
asked Nick.
"It's a custom of ours, and only the shaman can do it,"
said George.
"Our people did this before the white men came to North America. I'll come back later."
"This is interesting,"
said Michelle, looking at Wild Wolf.
"Thanks for letting us take part."
Wild Wolf looked up and said,
"I'm glad you're here. Please, sit down."
The four friends sat down around the fire. Wild Wolf put out his hands over the big bowl of water and said some words in Chumash. He repeated the same words again and again. Then he looked at the bowl of water in silence. He moved his hands over the bowl slowly and repeated other words in Chumash. Then he was silent again. This went on for some time. Suddenly, Wild Wolf spoke.
"The Great Spirit is speaking to us. I see the name."
The four friends quickly looked into the bowl of water. They could see five letters in the water.
"The name is Yukat. Yukat. Yukat,"
he cried.
"It's an American Indian last name, but not Chumash."
"This is amazing,"
said Bill.
"I can see the name too."
Me too,
said Michelle, Nick, and Pam together. They stared at the bowl and were amazed. Wild Wolf said other words in Chumash and then looked at Bill.
"You and your friends have a pure heart. Now you have to find Yukat."
"Who's Yukat, and how can we find him?"
asked Bill. At that moment, George came near the fire. Wild Wolf told him what happened.
"Yukat is a last name that belongs to the old Tongva people that lived east of Los Angeles,"
said George.
"Did Richardson know anyone called Yukat?"
"That's a big question,"
said Pam.
"East of Los Angeles,"
said George, thinking.
"Did Jacob Richardson build homes near Los Angeles?" Did he have any enemies there? How can we find out?
Gee,
said Nick.
Is this another mystery to solve?
I think so,
said Bill seriously. Everyone was silent for a moment.
Well, the best way to find out about a name is the newspaper library of a big city,
said Michelle.
A newspaper library is like a history book. It has all the newspaper articles about everything that happened in the past. And what newspaper has the biggest library in Southern California?
The Los Angeles Gazette,
said Bill.
You kids are smart,
said Wild Wolf.
You know everything.
We like solving mysteries,
said Nick proudly.
Bill, Michelle, and I solved a big one in Montego Bay last year.
Well, good luck on this one, said George. I really hope you can help us.
The four young people will help us,
said Wild Wolf, looking at them with his kind, dark eyes.
I know it.
We'll try hard,
said Bill.
Scrying is hard to believe. It's magic,
said Nick.